African Voice News, your global link.
Medrab calls for strong strategic leadership following changes at the Ministry of Health. The Electoral Commission of Zambia dismisses claims of secret election mission to Tanzania. And the United Nations says Sudan atrocities are hallmarks of genocide. Good afternoon. With the Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Medicines Research and Access Platform Medrap Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the dismissal of former Health Minister Elijah Mchima presents an opportunity for the country to reset and strengthen strategic leadership within Zambia's health sector. Mr. Lioka said the nation needs a strategic thinker with a deep understanding of healthcare systems and policy challenges who is capable of fostering collaboration among healthcare professionals, development partners, and international stakeholders. He said that this is the time for the president to appoint a minister of health with technical expertise, strategic vision, decisiveness, and the ability to inspire confidence across the sector. While acknowledging government's significant budgetary investments and continued donor support to the health sector, there is need for strong political leadership to ensure accountability, good governance, and transformative change that matches the level of investment being made, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today.
We need somebody that has health expertise, that brings understanding to healthcare systems. You know, issues of policy challenges also is needed. We need a strategic thinker who has ability, you know, to develop and implement effective health strategies. As you know, that the strategic plan, you know, for the health sector from 2021 to 2026 expires this year. And so we need a strategic political thinker to inspire the sector into the next 5 years, that provides hope, you know, for the people of Zambia.
Meanwhile, governance expert Ruben Lifuka has called on State House and President Hakainde Hichilema to clarify the rationale behind the recent dismissal of Minister of Health Elijah Mchima and the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Elias Mubanga, noting the unusual timing of the decision. Yesterday, President Hichilema relieved the two cabinet ministers of their duties with immediate effect. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lifuka said while the president is acting within his constitutional powers, the timing of the decision raises serious questions. What is odd is that this decision has been made very close to the dissolution of parliament and cabinet, said Mr. Lifuka. He said since the country has not been given the reasons for their dismissal, the question is if these positions remain vacant or if they will be placed under the care of other serving ministers. Mr. Lifuka said appointing someone from outside the current cabinet to these roles at this point may not allow adequate time for them to acclimatize to their duties in just 2 months. He further urged State House to provide clarity to ensure continuity in governance, especially in critical sectors such as health and enterprise development.
I mean, the president has the prerogative to hire and fire his cabinet ministers. This is something that cannot be begrudged him. It's within his constitutional powers. What is just a bit odd is that this decision has been done quite close to the date that parliament or cabinet is going to be, parliament and cabinets are going to be dissolved. Unless there's something that the two ministers have done which is so serious that it warrants changes at this late hour.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed allegations circulating on social media suggesting that its officials are currently in Tanzania on a secret election benchmarking mission. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro described the claims as completely untrue, clarifying that Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi is in Zambia and has not travelled to Tanzania. Mr. Kasaro further stated that no ECZ official is in Tanzania on any mission, secret or otherwise. He has since urged members of the public to disregard the circulating claims, describing them as misinformation aimed at misleading citizens and creating unnecessary suspicion. Battle Cry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu has expressed concern over a video circulating on social media showing a civilian engaged in a physical confrontation with a police officer. The incident, which occurred yesterday, involved a clinical officer from Ndola Teaching Hospital who was filmed fighting with a police officer. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambo said such behavior must not be tolerated, stressing the need for citizens to respect men and women in uniform. If a police officer errant, the civilian should have taken a lawful and civil approach to challenge the officer's actions, said Apostle Mayambo. He further emphasized the need for Zambians to remain civil when airing their grievances, warning that engaging in physical altercations could lead to serious legal consequences, including imprisonment.
On the behavior of Ndola motorists on the attack on the traffic police officer, as Barokai for Zambia, we want to urge the public to refrain from attacking men and women in uniform, and let us always comply with the officer's instructions while driving on the road.
In foreign news, a United Nations fact-finding mission has determined that evidence of atrocities carried out during the siege and takeover of the Sudanese city of El Fasher points to genocide. The paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, captured El Fasher, located in the western region of Darfur, at the end of October after an 18-month blockade. It was one of the most brutal chapters in Sudan's nearly three-year civil war and triggered widespread international outrage. This is the closest the United Nations has come to declaring that genocide is being carried out by the RSF fighters in Darfur during the current conflict. Coming up shortly, White House presses Iran to make deal while ramping up military presence. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The White House has warned Iran would be very wise to make a deal with the United States amid reports that President Donald Trump is weighing fresh military action against the Islamic Republic. Press Secretary Caroline Levite told a news briefing that Trump was hoping for a diplomatic resolution after Tehran's nuclear program. Her comments come as the United States moves a second battleship into the region, and a day after progress was reported at U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland.
Sports update.
The Chipolopolo boys will take part in the Botswana Four Nations Tournament, scheduled for 23rd to 31st March 2026 at Obed Itani Chilume Stadium in Francistown. Host Botswana will welcome the 2012 AFCON winners, Malawi and Zimbabwe, for the regional showpiece, which will feature their respective senior men's national teams for the four participating nations during the March FIFA window. The tournament provides the Chipolopolo boys with a competitive platform to start preparations for the upcoming 2027 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. That's all the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Medicines Research and Access Platform MedDrop Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the dismissal of former Health Minister Elijah Mchuma presents an opportunity for the country to reset and strengthen strategic leadership within Zambia's health sector. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed allegations circulating on social media suggesting that its officials are currently in Tanzania on a secret election benchmarking mission, and the United Nations fact-finding mission